The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the third chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw God's Spirit descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from the heavens said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. I've been thinking a lot about these words from our baptismal rite in recent days. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? And the people say, "I renounce them." Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? I renounce them. Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? I renounce them. These are the words that surround us as we are baptized into the one body of Christ, whether as an infant or a child or as an adult. And these are the words that hopefully ground us today, because we renounce this violence, amen?
Amen.
We renounce war, amen?
Amen?
We renounce lies,
amen?
We are talking about baptism today because the church honors today the baptism of Jesus. Somehow, we moved very quickly from Jesus as a baby in Bethlehem in a manger to Jesus as a grown man in the river. But okay, time as truth seem a little bit fuzzy these days. Amen? Jesus was baptized in the Jordan by his friend John, and rightly, John questioned Jesus, saying, "I should be baptized by you. What are you doing baptizing me?" But Jesus insisted that he should also be baptized with all the rest. And just as Jesus came up out of the water, a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." And from that moment on, after hearing those words from the heavens, Jesus was prepared. He was ready to embark on a journey of preaching, healing, feeding, welcoming, forgiving, loving. Jesus understood from that moment on who he really was and what he was called to do. And he knew that he was called to love us all the way to the cross. Something changed for Jesus at that moment of his baptism. So this is also a day for us to consider our own baptisms. What does it mean for us to be baptized? What does it mean to be grafted into the body of Christ, which is not just at Uniloo, but is all over the world? What does it mean to be joined with others through this one rite and these same promises? And then how do we live? I think that the baptism of Jesus has always been hard for me to understand or to preach about. Because I always thought, how does it relate to me? After all, isn't Jesus the Son of God? Isn't Jesus the one we've been waiting for? And I always wondered if that baptism was somehow performative. Why did he need to be baptized? Isn't Jesus without sin? Why would he need to be washed clean in the waters of the Jordan? And I will also tell you that the waters of the Jordan are not clean. I mean, they may have been crystal clear in Jesus' time, but today they are nasty. Friends, I have baptized people in the waters of the Jordan, and I couldn't wash myself enough afterward. Furthermore, the waters today are guarded by soldiers with guns on both sides, from the Jordanian side and the Israeli side, just to be sure no one strays a bit over the middle of the waters. And that's an image that feels a little bit too close to home today. Can I get another amen?
Amen.
And still, Jesus was baptized, just as we have been. Jesus was baptized before us and also with us, alongside us. And even though our paraments today are white for the festival of the baptism of our Lord, it's good to remember that when Jesus came out of the dirty waters, I don't know what he was wearing, but I promise you they weren't white when he came out. And this is a reminder to us that the baptized life is not so perfect. It's not always clean. It's not always on time. And still here we are, baptized children of God. And what has changed for us as baptized people? What has changed is knowing and remembering that God is with us in the messy waters of life. God is with us. Jesus has been baptized alongside us, and therefore we are not afraid of the powers and the principalities and the things and the ones that we denounce and renounce in baptism. Again, can we say amen?
Amen.
We are not afraid. The other day, there was a hole cut in the roof of this building. And that was so that we could investigate the layers of the roof at Unilu. So that we could figure out how to make water not come in anymore at Unilu. And I sent this note to a clergy friend. I sent a photo and said, look at here, we got a hole in the roof. And she said, well, maybe that's the hole for the Holy Spirit to enter. And I thought, okay. But please, could the Holy Spirit not bring water? That would be awesome. Could we please not bring water? And then I also thought, but isn't the Holy Spirit already here? Holy Spirit is already here with us. Aren't we already baptized? Aren't we already part of this community, this worldwide community? Aren't we already washed clean? I don't know that we need a reminder of baptism from the roof. Please, no more water from the roof. And also, we welcome these reminders. These reminders that the baptized life is not always perfect, and it's not always clean, and it's not always on time, and we may not get it right every single day. But Jesus was baptized here, on this earth, in the waters, with us, in waters full of sand and dirt. And this is actually the scandalous assertion of our faith and of our baptisms, that God is with us, that God is with us in the waters of Jordan and in the streets of Minneapolis and in our leaky building. Amen? Today, there are guns pointed at you as you cross the middle of the River of Jordan. And there are guns pointed at you if you put your car in the way of ice, or if you are Palestinian or brown or black or without documents or queer or just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And Jesus, beloved of God, is alongside us still. So let's look back at our baptismal rite once again. Before we renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God, And before we renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God, and before we renounce the ways of sin that draw us from God, we make promises. Especially when children or infants are being baptized. We make promises. We say, as you bring your children, Ella, as we bring your children to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with them among God's faithful people, to bring them to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, to teach them the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, to place in their hands the Holy Scriptures, and nurture them in faith and prayer so that your children may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help your children grow in the Christian faith and life? And the people say, we do.
We do.
We do. These are not just words. These are not performative. These are promises. These words ground us today because we teach not only our children, but each other. Hear that again. We teach not only our children, but each other to trust God and to proclaim Christ through word and deed and to care for others and the world God made and to work for justice and peace. This is the difference that baptism makes in our lives. Both your baptism and Jesus' baptism. We teach each other to trust God and to proclaim Christ and to care for others and to work for justice and peace. This is the mission statement and the elevator pitch and the capital campaign story for every church around the world. Amen? That's right. This is what we do. Finally, I think what I want you to hear today, the most important thing I want you to know today, as if you were coming out of the waters for the very first time, hear those words from God. You are beloved. You are loved. You are washed clean by the blood of the Lamb, and you are joined with all the baptized as the one body of Christ, and you are here. We are here. I'm so glad you are. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.